Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. This is Producer Chris. We're going way back into the darkest, dustiest corner of the Bugle archive now for issue number 7, 25 million people missing. What? That sounds bad. It was November 2007 and Andy was having an identity crisis.
Top story this week, massive potential fraud.
Yep, the British government has lost 25 million British people in the post. The people, including all of Britain's children, may never be seen again. Or they may simply turn up down the back of a filing cabinet somewhere, but that's a lot of people for the government to lose.
So essentially, the customs department in Britain sent from Newcastle to London the records of 25 million child benefit recipients, which included people's names, addresses, national insurance number, date of birth and bank details. But let's try and get this in perspective, Andy, before the panic gets too far. When do you actually use any of those things?
Well, you don't, and you don't really need to. But the problem is, John, it's tapped into the deep-seated British fear. Probably the thing we fear most here in Britain, and that is people knowing small bits of basic information about us. It's really what keeps us awake at night.
We're a private people, and we'd like it to be kept that way.
That's what we fought the war for, so that our addresses remained our own private business. When I was born and where I live is no one's business but mine. And possibly my wife's and child's. They've also lost their address and dates of birth. So no birthdays in the Zaltzman household anymore. They've all gone missing in the post. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Are you one of the people, then, who is potentially going to be defrauded?
I am. I basically no longer exist in an official capacity. HM Revenue and Customs cleverly decided to send this highly sensitive data in unregistered mail in order to save a couple of quid. In their defence, I guess they could say that by sending it registered post and paying a bit extra, that one might have drawn attention to it. What are they trying to hide by paying extra for this postage? So maybe the best way to do it is not to record it and just hope for the best. So, once again, cutting corners has not entirely worked. Generally, it doesn't work. There's a lot of examples through history where cost-cutting has backfired. For example, not equipping the army in Iraq has backfired in certain cases. King Harold, again, featuring for the second time in this week's podcast, didn't invest in basic safety goggles.
Now, the police are asking the public to keep an eye out for any postmen walking around with diamond-encrusted bags riding mink bicycles. At the moment, none have been reported. And Gordon Brown has said that he profoundly regrets that this has happened. So his regret is profound, Andy.
I mean, that's the kind of regret you want from your Prime Minister in an occasion like this. It's got to be profound. It's a superficial regret that Tony Blair was such a master of that really annoyed people.
Well, that's what separates them out, yeah, by their lip service to apologies. Gordon Brown's is profound, whereas Blair's was, at best, passing.
But I'm not sure that it's right to blame the Prime Minister for this, or even the Chancellor of the Exchequer, or even the low-ranked staff member who perpetrated this terrible error. Let's not forget, this is HM Revenue and Customs, that's Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. And if she wants to have her name attached to this department, maybe it's about time the Queen fronted up,
steady on,
held her hand up and said, yeah, this is my fault, It's my department. I'm sorry. I resign. I'm going to cut my own head off. That's what she should say now. And, you know, she wouldn't have to go through with it, but it would just be a gesture that the British public would appreciate.
There was a time in our nation's history, Andy, when you'd have gone straight to the Tower for saying that, for even thinking it. Now, you might think that this would make the British government think twice about ramming ID cards down the throats of the British public, but if they did think twice, then they certainly immediately thought a third time and opted to pinch the public's nose to get better access for throat ramming. ID cards are on their way. That's what I'm trying to say. But San Francisco has had a story regarding ID cards this week. San Francisco's ID cards will show name, birth date and photo, but not gender. This is after a transgender group successfully lobbied for its exclusion. Although, I reiterate, it will carry a photo, which is often the clear giveaway. And if not that, then you've always got the fallback of the handshake. That's a classic giveaway.
I guess with ID cards in Britain, we've got to examine now whether, like the world's most committed fish impersonator, they are dead in the water. Or are they, like oxygen and gravity, absolutely necessary to the safety of the nation? Now, I know that politics, John, is all about spending vast amounts of money being seen to be doing stuff, and that's what the ID cards are really all about. And this is all financed by cutting back spending on actually doing anything. But this does seem a bit silly. I'm hoping a compromise can be reached on ID cards, whereby only terrorists and benefit fraudsters have to carry ID cards, because those are the people they're really aimed at. So if only they have to carry them, I think everyone will be happy.
But if we follow this San Francisco example, Andy, then that might be a way of rooting out terrorists, because ID card, that is a concern, that ID cards will be misused by terrorists. And you would really find a terrorist with the courage of his conviction. Is a terrorist willing to go through gender realignment? Are they that angry with the West? Would Mohammed Atta have been willing to become Betty Atta to blow up the World Trade Center? Or did he actually have his limits? I'm extra careful about security nowadays, Andy, and I manage to do this by... I shred everything. I shred the clothes I've worn at the end of each day, and I recommend that listeners do the same. Shred everything you come into contact with. I shred the leftovers from every meal I eat. It's messy, but it's safe.
We do have some advice here at the Bugle if you are particularly concerned about your personal details and how to remain secure. You can, if you want, send all your bank details to the Bugle and we will look after them for you. Do not forget to include your mother's maiden names. But if you're not happy with that, there are a number of ways you can keep yourself safe. Firstly, change your password at least once an hour. Or alternatively, just try to remember to move house at least once a week.
Now, even telling jokes in this non-secure modern format is dangerous, so to prevent this following joke from being stolen, we have shredded it and encrypted it. Here is the joke.
Well, me maps have untouched to it earlier on, before I get settled with that. Scheme national corps, or a humor for means of it. You know, so I'm eating it near ever look.
Now, in a couple of years, some 12-year-old Chinese boy will probably crack that code, but by that point, hopefully the joke will have become obsolete.
And if you do manage to decipher that joke, do send it in to the Bugle, and if you are correct, you will win a laugh.
Hear more of our shows? Buy the Dancy Lagarde book. Buy it again. Buy it three times. And donate to us, because we can't keep the lights on without you, at thebuglepodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help.
I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.